USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Early detection allows for early treatment and better outcomes. Seems like a pretty common sense approach to me. Yet this is not how we've attacked COVID.
Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson, during a hearing on Capitol Hill discussing early treatment options, Johnson continues,
"With effective early treatment, fewer people will get seriously ill and fewer people will die."
Senate Minority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says the need for more coronavirus stimulus is obvious. The Democrats saying Republicans are refusing to budge in talks for a new package to help the economy.
"There are glaring needs in the country. I mean, we need to work across party lines to pass legislation to meet those needs. That's the only way to get legislation passed."
A federal judge is finally dismissing the case against former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing. If you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. But call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky is calling for the arms sale to the UAE to go through.
"A significant competition for influence in the Middle East is underway, and China and Russia will be more than happy to meet the demand for advanced capabilities if the U.S. simply takes our ball and goes home."
The Kentucky Republican speaking on the Senate floor says the proposed arms sale is backed by Israeli officials. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany is looking for the Food and Drug Administration to act quickly on approving a coronavirus vaccine.
"Moderna and Pfizer are looking like they're just that, and we're hoping for FDA emergency use authorization in short order."
A committee will meet Thursday to review the vaccine from the drug maker Pfizer. McEnany continues by saying there are plenty of doses coming.
"We have 6 vaccines in phase 3 clinical trial. 2 have approached that 94-95% efficacy, but others are on the way."
USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
As coronavirus restrictions and lockdowns continue across parts of the country, Kevin O'Leary of Shark Tank fame is not happy regarding the patchwork approach to the coronavirus pandemic restrictions across the United States. O'Leary telling CNBC,
"How is it possible when I've spent $60,000, $80,000 on the back of the restaurant and the front of the restaurant to provide the seats and the heaters, complied with the city ordinance, and right across the street is a big box retailer with food services, vending machines, and open service courts inside the store? You're telling me the viral load in the outside of my restaurant is higher than the viral load inside of the big box, which is enclosed?"
People across the country are mourning the loss of an American legend.
The first man to break the sound barrier has passed away. General Chuck Yeager passed away Monday evening, according to his wife. Yeager, a World War II fighter pilot, broke the sound barrier in 1947, piloting the Bell X-1 rocket at 700 miles an hour. He would continue to fly through the Vietnam War and would command a number of fighter squadrons and wings. During his 33-year active duty career, he was awarded a Bronze Star, a Silver Star, the Purple Heart, and the Legion of Merit, among many other awards. He received the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 1985. General Chuck Yeager was 97. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.